Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, and this is the Leadership That Gets the Job Done podcast. Episode number 45. My daughter's behind me, who are supposed to be supporting me, somehow got the giggles about something. And so it is very distracting. So pray for them. Anyway, our Bible passage for this episode is St. John chapter 13, verses 12 through 15, which says, "So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you." Beloved, our Leadership That Gets the job done quote for this episode is from President John F. Kennedy. He said, "Leadership and learning are indispensable to each other. We must learn to lead." In this podcast, we are using two books as our texts: Spiritual Leadership, Moving People On to God's Agenda by Henry and Richard Blackaby, and Everyone Communicates, Few Connect by Dr. John Maxwell. We used to have, Andy Stanley's, one of his books. But since he has been preaching heresy, we have taken his book off. Anyway, our topic today is part 7 of chapter 2, Connecting is All About Others, from Everyone Communicates, Few Connect, by Dr. John Maxwell. He goes on to say, "I came up with a lot of ideas, but the question that I continually came back to was this: how many more books do you want to write? I believed that that was the key. So for 2 hours, I thought about my answer to that question. I wrote down the list of books I wanted to write over the next several years. As the list grew, so did my excitement and anticipation I had for the coming day. And when we met with the first publisher the next morning, sure enough, a few minutes into our conversation about a potential contract, an executive said, 'John, you've already written 30 books. That's exactly how John Maxwell would say it. "John." I never thought I could copy John Maxwell. But that's how he would say it. He would be sitting on his stool, and he'll raise his upper body, his torso up, and he said, "John, you've already written 30 books. How many more do you want to write?" With great enthusiasm, I shared the ideas and titles of 10 books I knew I wanted to write. I'm laughing because John knows he does not write any books. He has a ghostwriter. But anyway, that's all right. They're working together real good. They're getting the job done. I think some of the people in the room were a bit surprised that I had such a quick answer and was so passionate about the subject. Yet, as I enthusiastically shared the titles, they got excited too. Everybody began taking notes and asking questions. And I could tell from their responses which ideas excited them the most. We had connected. And all I had done was spend some time trying to think from the publisher's perspective and explore what would be important to them. You can connect with others if you're willing to get off your own agenda, to think about others, and to try to understand who they are and what they want. If you really want to help people, connecting becomes more natural and less mechanical. It goes from being something that you merely do to something, rather, to becoming part of who you really are. I can hear John Maxwell in my mind right now, pushing up on that stool at the high point of his point. I can hear him in my ear right now, in my mind's eye, or my mind's ear. Anyway, if you're willing to learn how to connect, you will be amazed at the doors that will open to you and the people you will be able to work with. All you have to do is keep reminding yourself that connecting is all about others. And I will add, glorifying God and lifting up Jesus. So, dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we thank you for Brother John and how he has been gifted to encourage leaders to lead better, servant leaders, that is, and to multiply churches. But the greatest thing John Maxwell ever did in his life was encourage churches and create a plan for churches to have people to pray for their pastor. And we thank you, Lord, for that gift to the church. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you happened upon us today and you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and the free pardon of your sins, here's how you can trust him as your Savior today and be saved from sin, a miserable life, and from hell to heaven. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. So have I. Welcome to the club. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin. we die spiritually because of sin and we go to hell. Our soul goes to hell if we never trust Christ as Savior. That leads me to my third point. Accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell right now. If you have never believed on Jesus Christ at some point in your life for your salvation, we're not talking about church membership. We're not talking about shaking the preacher's hand or the right hand of fellowship or even getting baptized. None of those things will save you. Except the fact that you're on the road to hell right now. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. But rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." God does not want you to go to hell. In fact, God did not create hell for you. He created hell for the devil and his angels. That's the bad news. Hell is the bad news. But I have some good news for you, uttered by the same Jesus Christ who told you about hell. Jesus Christ said, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," his name is Jesus Christ, "that whosoever believeth in him," who trusts in Christ, "should not perish," that is, in hell, "but have everlasting life in heaven with God." All you have to do, dear friend, is just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved from going to hell. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is over all." The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so, dear friend, if you want to be saved today, believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again, and pray and ask him to save you. And I'll be glad to lead you in that prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. I prayed it some 40 years ago, and my life has never been the same. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have broken your commandments and your laws. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins, all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Help me to repent of my sins past and help me to follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, may God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.